Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, a year ago, the Southport Cardinals administered a 38-17 licking on Moriarty South Panthers. Its lone loss till the Indianapolis Cathedral knocked them off in the Final Four. Hit them for over 530 total yards that night, and the Cardinals' talented quarterback, Luke Johnston, is back. Friday night, couple of 2-0 Conference Indiana unbeatens at Huff Memorial. Couple of Panther gems defensively, having all-state seasons. No senior, Devin Buckman, and inside linebacker, Tommy Richardson. South hasn't yielded a point in second halves of games to date, and between Tommy and Devin, they averaged 13 total tackles and 6 tackles for loss a game. Buckman, the sack leader.
He's not the norm. It's not what you think of when you think of a nose guard. We deal with it every day in practice. He's going to have to be double teamed, and I think obviously when you double team one, that's going to open up for some other players.
Great thing about Tommy Richardson, we say it every year, he's not a senior yet. Freshman, sophomore. What a sophomore campaign he had.
We're very fortunate to have Tommy Richardson in our program, and I know that we sit here and we smile because he is only a junior, and we dread the day he's not here because he's an outstanding leader. You know, he's as good as I've ever had. He is the leader of our football team, and he's respected by all the players on our team, by the coaches, you know, by everybody that attends Bloomington South High School. He is what, you know, if you looked in the dictionary and you saw leadership, he'd have his picture there. So we're just fortunate to have him.
That's Panther football coach Mo Moriarty on both Devin Buckman and Tommy Richardson. And those two and the rest of the purple and white, a bone to pick with the Cardinals come Friday night. In the zone, Terry joins Glass again, and your phone calls at 6. Reds and Giants, AT&T Park, San Fran, a little past 10. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
One senior takes care of the digs in Courtney Harnish, the other the kills, Amelia Anderson. Two seniors playing there. Well, their final season for Sherry Dunbar-Curzan, who joined us Tuesday night at Yogi's for Sports Talk. Those two key cogs in this Hoosier attack that currently stands 7-2 and winners of 4 straight as they head off to Greeley, Colorado and the Northern Colorado Invitational this weekend.
Amelia Anderson's having the, you know, I hate when they wait till their senior year to have the best year ever, you know, because I'd love them to do that all their career. But I think, you know, all seniors feel a sense of urgency to finish out on a really strong note for themselves, for the program. And Amelia is no exception to that. I mean, she's playing her best volleyball of her career and mentally is really locked into what she needs to do to help the team right now and doing the extra work in the gym. Courtney Harnish, you know, took the trip to Vietnam through the athletic department. Is our captain, is the epitome of a student athlete here at Indiana, is in every, you know, video they're doing, I'm a Hoosier, all those type of things, because she represents Indiana so well. She's our libero right now, fighting with Taylor Lebo in that spot. And, you know, it's just nice to see Kendall Merritt's kind of in that same boat. Just great kids in that senior class that are really just going for it right now, and it's fun to coach them.
That's Sherry Dunbar-Curzan, engaging young woman in Courtney Harnish out of Muncie Burris High School, looking to become a 3-time Big Ten Distinguished Scholar Athlete when it's all said and done, involved in several community service activities, Boys Girls Club here in town, out at Meadowood, Read Across America in our schools, kind of the student athlete that you're proud to report on. Well, don't forget in the zone, Terry and Glass and your phone calls at 6. Giants host the Reds late night, AT&T Park, San Fran, little past 10. I'm Joe Smith.